This is Pastor Harvey with the Bible Hour broadcast. So good to have you with us today. How we pray that the Spirit of God will bless the Word of God to your heart as you read with us and study in God's blessed Holy Word, the Bible. We're studying in the book of Romans, chapter 3, and verse 23, which is, I'm sure to many of us, a very familiar passage of Scripture, especially those that have been witnesses in the past and have been busy telling others that they are sinners and they need to be saved by the grace of God. This is a tremendous portion of Scripture. We'll be looking at just a few moments. I would encourage you to call any of you in all of your friends that are in the immediate area close by that can listen into the broadcast.
We thank God that our broadcast went way up. We just received a letter not too long ago from way up 150 miles above Toronto. Again, if you can hardly say the name of the city, I'd have to look it up and pronounce it to get the right pronunciation, find out how it reads in our dictionary or encyclopedia. But we thank God for the broadcast covering all of Toronto and in Hamilton and London. And then all the, of course, the city of Buffalo and Amherst and all these areas down into Pennsylvania, over into Erie, I believe we cover in that area. We've not received any correspondence from there as yet, but we have received correspondence from many different places, and we thank God for those that have written in and helped the broadcast. We pray that you'll consider the Bible Hour in your giving this Christmas. We just pray that God will speak to your heart about the need of getting the gospel out over the radio. To many that do not hear the gospel, possibly in their church, that they would hear it through the radio broadcast. Let me encourage you to call your friends. We'll have prayer in a moment, and then we'll get into the study in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23. We thank God that Christmas is Christ's birthday. We hope you'll celebrate Christmas in the right way. Not with just all the fancies of the tinsel and the other things, but you'll remember the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember him in your giving. How we pray that you'll give Jesus the best gift at Christmas time. We've admonished our people in our church to put the Lord Jesus Christ at the top of their list and not put him at the bottom, but to give the best gift, the nicest gift to him. You say, what can I give to Jesus? How can I do that? By giving to the gospel ministry in your local church, if it's a good, sound Bible preaching church. And then if you have extra that you might give to the Bible Hour. And we encourage God's people to tithe to their local Bible-believing, sin-hating, Christ-exalting church. We hope you have that kind of a church. Now, if you don't, we would encourage you to give and to pray about giving to the Bible Hour. If you have something above and you do go to a good church, may you pray about your giving to our broadcast, that it might go out into many new areas in the near future. We're praying that God will put us on many other stations soon. We just started within the last 6 months broadcasting, but how God has blessed our broadcast. And we're praying that God's going to give us many, many other stations that we can get on and broadcast this message of salvation. We thank God for the over 3 million people that are reached in the listening audience of this broadcast. We pray that many, many others will hear. Almost 5 million, I'm told, are listening in or have a listening potential of 5 million over this station. We pray that we'd get on other stations for the glory of God. You pray about it now as we go to prayer. Father, we thank you for Jesus who loved us and died for us on Calvary's cross, makes this broadcast possible, makes our salvation a reality. And now, Father, we pray through the Spirit of God that you would speak to our hearts as we break open the blessed, holy pages of thy divine word. And we'll thank thee for it now in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. We just were reading an article that was given to us by one of our church people and how terrible it is that so many are getting away from the Word of God. There's supposed to be a new revised standard version or another edition coming out in the 1980s. And it was brought out how some of the translators, they thank God, did decide that they were going to keep the readings in the revised standard, even the new one, not to make reference to God as her or she. But I thought to myself, how sad, because they said that many of the other less important words were going to be made into a neuter gender. They were going to change them from the masculine to the feminine. Let me say that God is a he. In the Greek, in the Hebrew, writings of the Bible. He's not a she at all. There's no such thing in the Bible. It is our Father which art in heaven, not our mother, our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, and so forth in the original writings of the scripture. And how wicked and vile people would be to pervert the word of God. I thank God that we stick to the old King James Version of the Bible. I hope that's the kind of Bible you have open. Don't use Good News for Modern Man. Don't use the Living Bible, which is a paraphrase, and so is Good News for Modern Man. They are not translations even. They are paraphrases. And we stick to the old King James Version of the Bible. Let me encourage you not to use the Revised Standard Version as well, for there are many verses that are perverted in the Revised Standard Version. Stick to the old 1611 King James Version of the Bible, and God will bless you. Now we're in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. And the verse says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." All have sinned. Not some, but God puts every single human being, rich or poor, red or black or white, no matter what our national origin, God says all have sinned. You might be the owner of the JCPenney store. You might own Sears. You might own a great factory for General Motors. Or you might be a pauper. You might have little or nothing. You might be on a bed of sickness at this time. But God says in declares in his blessed and holy word, all have sinned. For all have sinned. This is the conclusion of the first three chapters of the book of Romans. Isn't it wonderful that God puts us all in the same category when it comes to eternity? But God is not a respecter of persons. God doesn't care how much money or how little money you have. He is only concerned with how much faith you have and how much love for Jesus and love for the Word of God. I'm so glad that the gospel is of whosoever will gospel. I'm glad that the Bible says, "Well, Christ Jesus came into the world, all sinners, all sinners, all sinners, all love the world, that includes all the world. Christ did not die for some of you, like some of you."
That is a perversion of the Word of God. Great Word of God in the past have believed in Calvin, in atonement.
But let me say that it is not the scripture. You are the scripture. We do not understand God. We'll never understand all about him. He's so great and holy and so sovereign that we can never understand it all. But when the Bible so loves the world, God so loves the world, it means all the world. Not just the world. He loves every soul. You say, "Well, how does God send to hell?" But he loves to hell. The Bible says men must repent. They want the Spirit of the Spirit of God.
Jesus died to set us free. Isn't it wonderful to know that he loves you this morning? Not this sloppy, slushy, new evangelical love that the compromisers and the ones that go up and put their arms around women and hug them up in the church proper and so forth. That's not purity. That's not our love. That's immorality. That's sexual desire. That is not pleasing to God. I'm saying even in our churches today, we have become so perverted to be hugging other women and kissing. The Bible says that we're to greet one another with a holy kiss. That was the Oriental greeting. And we ought to get back to just that which is pure and holy. We've gotten so far from some of the so-called fundamentalists even. We need to get back to the Bible. Believe the Word of God. Let God be true, as it says in Romans here, and every man a liar. It's by the grace of God. That is true love. That's the love of God. Shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. That's love that will cause you to tell your brother when he's sinning, as well as to tell him that you appreciate him and care about him. You'll tell him when he's doing wrong and when he's displeasing God, so that when he stands before the judgment seat of Christ one day, he'll hear that, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." He won't have to be there naked and unclothed in the good righteous deeds of the Lamb of God. How we need to be careful that we have the right kind of love. God's love is shown in Jesus Christ, His grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. God's love gift is Jesus Christ, whom God had set forth to be a propitiation. That means kind of a covering, a propitiation, one that takes the place of yourself. It says here, to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. Oh, how we thank God for the blood. Many of the new translations leave out the blood. I was looking at a periodical this last week, and it said how that even the New American Standard Version and the 1901 American Standard Version, how they left out the blood in some verses. Leave out total verses in the Scripture. We ought to stick with the old Bible. Stick with God's precious and holy word, that which has been proven through the ages of time since 1611 for the English-speaking people, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. Now, God is long-suffering. He has forbearance. He has good will and good words for us and good admonition for us, and He's careful. He realizes that we're nothing but dirt and clay and that we're far from all that we ought to be. God realizes that, but He wants us to realize the righteousness of His Son, to declare His righteousness. Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God. Then it goes on, to declare, I say at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. If you want to be pure and holy and righteous before God, then you must trust Jesus as your salvation. Some say, well, it doesn't matter who you trust in as long as you just have faith. No, the Bible says that God said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, in Jesus Christ, should not perish, but have everlasting life. We must believe in the right one. Justification comes, as it says in this verse, the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus, which means Savior, that word Jesus. He's the Christ of God. Then, verse 27, where is boasting? Then it is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Then he comes down and says in the next verse, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Where is boasting? There will be no boasting when we stand before God, before Jesus Christ, that great judge in the ages. God has committed all judgment, it says, into the hands of the Son. No. When we stand before Jesus Christ, we'll stand there in His righteousness, or will stand there naked and be cast into the infernal of the damned throughout eternity, hellfire itself. Oh, some would make light of the place called hell, but the Bible declares there is a literal fiery hell. Don't go there. Trust Jesus, and you'll be set free. There's no boasting when we get to heaven. No boasting. It'll just be like that song goes, Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. No boasting. It's excluded because we just can glory in Jesus and Him alone. I trust that you're trusting Jesus as your salvation at this Christmas time. I trust if you're not, you'll just bow your head, repent of sin, and trust Jesus. So then write us at the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Betsville, New York, code 14068. If you need any kind of information or help about translations, or about divorce, or about any other questionable things, or about artificial insemination, these other things that are so questionable today, we invite you to write. We might be of a spiritual encouragement to whatever you might be, but do our best to answer from the Word of God. Write us at the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Gettysville, New York, zip code 14068. Now this is Pastor Harvey saying, be sure to be faithful to the Lord, the Bible, your God-given convictions, and a good Bible-preaching church. May God bless you is our prayer.